received from Home Care Agency.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Yes, I don't know if I called the right number or not, but my mom is on disability.
Okay.
And she's supposed to be having Medicaid send someone over for an assessment for her caretaking, and it's taking way too long. And I can't get a hold of the girl.
Do you know with
whom
there? You start? Yes, I'm here. With whom did you start out the process? Do you know?
We started the process in August.
In August. That's way too... No. That's, it should take maximum 3 weeks. Maybe do we do like that? Maybe do we call the state right now? And I'll have a specialist help you. Because we're actually a home care agency. Like, you'll need to choose a home care agency once you decide, once she's approved. And we can have a specialist help you.
Well, see, the thing
is,
I'm supposed to be the one getting paid taking care of her.
Got it. Okay, so you can sign up as the caregiver to work for her.
Right. Like, we were doing this before with the Better Life, but, like, a year ago, June, like, 2 Junes ago, they cut the Medicaid, cut the funding for her caretaking.
Oh, wow. Maybe do I log into her Medicaid account and see what's going on? Is it okay with you?
That's fine. I need answers because, I mean, this is getting really old.
Sure. No, that shouldn't take too long. I'm going to assign you a good specialist to do it, and I'll actually do the state call right now with you so we can get that straight.
Thank you.
Just give me a minute. What's your, it's your mother, you said, right?
Yeah, my mom.
What's her first and last name?
Her first name is Christina with a C-H.
And her last name?
Kaler, K-O-E-H-L-E-R.
K-A?
K-O-E.
Okay.
K-O-E-H-L-E-R.
H-L-E-R. And what's her date of birth?
7/27/1960.
Got it. Let me see. Let me log into her Medicaid account. Let me see what's going on over there.
I have her social security number information if you need that as well.
I'll need that, but let me see if I can work without it for now. I'll need it eventually.
Okay.
Okay, actually her Medicaid is inactive and she has a spend down. Do you know that?
Yeah, we're trying to get this QIT waiver going. We have been since August, and everyone's dropping the ball. Like, no one's pushing through the paperwork and getting the right things done to get this QIT waiver going.
Is she at 920 North Ballast Road?
That is correct.
Got it. So, do you have a pen and paper with you?
I have paper. I don't think I have a pen that works. I can...
Because I want you to take down some numbers. Or maybe should I text it to you?
Texting it to me would work better.
Okay. I'll text you to this number you called, two numbers. One number to reactivate the Medicaid and one number to take care of the spend out. Because they're going to just, that's the numbers where you need to reach in order to do the state call. And then once we're done with that, then we'll be able to do the state call. But I will take down your mother's information, send it to a specialist. I'll let her know what's going on, and she's going to follow up. Okay?
All right, thank you. Have them call me, too, because...
To this number. I'll just get your number, the primary contact, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your mother's... Let me take down some information so she has it. She can look into more. What's the Social Security number?
356...
Okay.
607661.
And what's your first and last name?
My first name is Paul. My last name is Kaler, the same as my mom's.
Got it. Okay. So that specialist actually has, like, access to more things. She's going to be able to look in deeply. But I will text you right now the numbers. That's the first step that we'll need to do in order to get her services. Because it's inactive, that's why they didn't never call you. They never came down. But why they didn't tell you that what you need to do, I'm not sure. So that's why I will assign a specialist to your case. She's going to help you get through the entire process and making sure your mother gets home care as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. All right.
The number you called, that's the best contact, right? I'll just text you right now.
Yes. All right,
Okay,
thank you.
perfect. If you have any question until then, just give me a call. You'll have my number as well because I'll text you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.